He didn't say that.
He did?
No, Cassia, he didn't.
You can't hear him,
she says, her voice rising higher still.
You can't hear him because he doesn't want...
He didn't say it, I shout, cutting down her voice like a stem. Because he isn't real. And then, silence. Silence of a kind I've never heard before. It's as if the girl's breathing has stopped, as if the birds outside have been struck dumb, as if the traffic has vanished and the wind has dropped. They stare at me, their mouths closing and opening like landed fish.
He is real, Sylvie gasps. He is.
No, I say, still shaking, though speaking now as gently as I can. He's just a story. You imagined.
Stop it.
Cassia lunges forward and tries to force her hand over my mouth.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
I push away her fingers. No, I won't! This has gone on long enough. Too long. Black Mamba isn't real. He never has been. Hugh invented him. Hugh invented him. It's all pretend. Sylvie starts to cry.
Daddy, please!
She whimpers.
Please don't!
He was a game. That's all. A way of coping. With everything that's happened to us. I stop short, unbalanced, suddenly. I'm crying too, I realize.
For Christ's sake,
I hear myself say. It's Mummy we're talking about.
Mummy, please, this has to stop. It's got to stop.
Sylvie lets out a cry. Not the noise she made in the supermarket, a controlled and calculated scream, but something guttural, animalistic.